Now, a leading international rights group has urged the Nigerian government to comply with a high court order and release the leader of the Islamic movement in Nigeria. Amnesty International said the 45-day deadline given for the release of Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki expires on Monday. The rights group warned if the Nigerian government deliberately disregards the orders of its own courts, it will demonstrate a dangerous contempt of the rule of law. Amnesty also called Zakzaki's imprisonment unlawful and said the move might be part of a larger plan by the Nigerian government to cover up the gruesome crimes committed by its forces in Zaria in December 2015. At least 350 Shias were killed when the Nigerian forces raided Zakzaki's house in Zaria. He and his wife have been in detention since then without charge. Let's speak to Masoud Shajadeh. He's the head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, and he joins us via Skype from London. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Shajadeh. Now, the Nigerian government still has not released Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki. In fact, his whereabouts are still unknown because it has moved him to an unknown location. Now, Amnesty International says it seems that the Nigerian government might want to cover up its gruesome crimes committed against the Islamic movement of Nigeria. Do you see it that way, too?
Well, absolutely. I think now it's very clear, and evidence have been put forward, and indeed the confession by members of armed forces that they were involved in massacres in Zaria, and they buried the dead in mass graves, and you know, this all has been more or less proven, and the numbers who were affected are just under 1,000 people. Killed by the Nigerian armed forces. And consequence to that, there were attacks on Islamic movement activities, and many more were killed, and their centers have been demolished. And these are all history. And the fact is that now, even at this 11th hour, the government is refusing to abide by the decree of the one of the highest court, and is indeed in contempt of court. And this is really astonishing, that the way that they are behaving, they're actually behaving very clearly, very openly, very publicly, unlawfully. And they think that they could actually get away with it. And this is really outrageous. And international community needs to put pressure on Nigeria to abide by its own laws and release Sheikh Zakzaki, who now the whole international community knows is one of the most peaceful individuals, and actually sits on a group of people which are around 15 to 18 million who are being extremely peaceful in the way that they're trying to resolve this matter.
Right, Mr. Shajadeh, by doing this, so also the Nigerian government is removing all doubt of its own endorsement of the violence that is perpetrated against the Islamic movement of Nigeria. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, really, no one could argue that this wasn't endorsed in the highest level, and no one could argue that this action, which has taken many, many years, and actually many, many, many days, and indeed a year on, and the fact that the Nigerian authorities and the security police, the army, and in the highest level have been an obstacle to resolving this issue, and if anything, deliberately have actually escalated and tried to sort of turn this into a sort of almost like a civil war. These are all facts, and the reality is that the reason that the thing hasn't escalated is thanks to Islamic movement of Nigeria and the personality of Sheikh Zakzaki. Despite killing his children, despite destroying the center, despite killing 1,000 of their supporters, and what they've done to him personally, he's lost one eye, and the other eye actually got very little sight, to the extent that he can't even recognize people. His wife has still got a bullet in near her spine. Despite all these things, they have been behaving so much within the peaceful concept, and they actually turned into law, while the government of Nigeria is actually very openly and publicly acting unlawfully. And this really needs to be noticed by the international community. And I think all human rights organizations are noticing this. And I think what we need to see now is pressure put by the international community, a real pressure, not just the words, to actually see a change.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's the head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, Masoud Shajari, joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Shajari, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.